It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. So we have another cruise ship in town today in Astoria. It's been a busy few days for us here with cruise ships. Today's ship is the Crown Princess, arriving from San Francisco, arriving around 5:30 this morning at the Port of Astoria, and she'll leave around 3 p.m. A little bit about the Crown Princess. She's owned by Princess Cruises. She can carry over 3,000 passengers, has a crew of 1,200, and was refurbished in 2022. She was christened originally, here's a little bit of trivia, by none other than Martha Stewart when she was launched in the early 2000s. She has over 1,500 guest cabins, 19 decks, and she's 952 feet long. She's also 195 feet high. And I mention that because this means she could, if she needed to, actually fit under the Astoria Megler Bridge, which has 197 feet of clearance above the water. I say that because recently we had a cruise ship that needed to fit under the Megler Bridge and could not, and needed to have a smokestack removed in order to make that trip to the shipyard in Portland. Let's take a quick look at our marine weather for today. We have a weather system moving through our area that began yesterday, and it's going to continue through early today. And another weather system will quickly follow tonight through Tuesday. So that means that we're probably going to get some more kind of rainy weather. Through the end of the week, expect an active weather pattern with periods of relatively calmer conditions. So it's our usual 1 minute it's raining, 1 minute it's not kind of thing that we have here. We have a small craft advisory in effect through Tuesday evening. That means winds of 20 to 34 knots are possible. Today's forecast includes west winds, 10 to 15 knots gusting to 20, wind waves from the west 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 7 feet at 10 seconds apart. Showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms are in the forecast. Well, today I thought we would talk about an interesting subject that I haven't discussed here in a while, and that's the subject of air pollution from vessels in port and what some companies are doing about it. We've talked about air pollution from ships at sea and how the IMO 2020 initiative mandated that all cargo ships burn low-sulfur fuel as of January 2020, or else install scrubbers on their smokestacks to capture emissions before they reach the atmosphere. Another rule that's been in place for a long time mandates that ships in U.S. waters must switch to cleaner fuels to make ships in port less polluting. Before IMO 2020, ships on the high seas tended to burn what's called bunker fuel, the cheapest and most polluting grade of diesel. But even with these helpful regulations, that still means that ships are, for the most part, burning fossil fuels and expelling particulate emissions in the air, even when they are in port. While ships are at anchor here or in berths up and down the Columbia, they have their main engines shut off in port. But they do still run engines to power their onboard generators because the ships need heating, cooling, refrigeration, water systems to support the community of people living on board, and also to support things like refrigerated containers and things like that. So ships need and use power even when they are not underway. And generators use fossil fuels too. So ships in port are generating a certain amount of air pollution. Now some ports, to address this, have taken measures to allow ships to plug into shore power in port so they can run their generators without creating additional pollution. This practice is called in the industry cold ironing, and it involves having a ship that is wired properly to plug into the dock and a dock that is properly wired to receive it. Ports on the North American West Coast that are equipped for cold ironing include Vancouver, British Columbia, Seattle, Washington, and in California, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and Oakland. So those ports are set up to accept ships with the proper plug-ins. And that means that while they are at the dock, they are not emitting air pollution. The trend worldwide now overall is to make ships less polluting. And we see that in experiments with alternate kinds of less polluting fuels and also wind power to help reduce pollution and save money for ships because fuel is one of their biggest costs. But ships aren't the only working vessels in port that are potentially creating pollution. All ports have support vessels like tugboats that assist ships in their work, and they can emit pollution too. The good news is that there has been for some time a trend happening in the maritime industry with regard to tugboats that can run on power created without so much, or in some cases without any, fossil fuels. We've had hybrid tugs for years, and now a few all-electric tugs are appearing too. One example of this on the west coast of North America is the Port of Vancouver, BC, which next month will begin using two new all-electric tugboats, developed in collaboration with a consortium of public and private sector partners. They are the first 100% electric zero-emission tugboats, which will be based at the Port of Vancouver, BC. The tugs will be charged up using energy from British Columbia's hydroelectric power grid. The electric tugs have 70 tons of bollard pull. That's a measure of towing capacity and strength, which is quite powerful, because these tugs have to assist ships. They are projected to decrease CO2 emissions by 2,400 metric tons annually, contributing significantly to environmental preservation. They will also generate considerably less marine noise, which reduces impacts on aquatic life. Officials say the reduction in pollution from these electric tugs will be the equivalent of taking 600 gasoline-powered vehicles off the roads. And in San Diego, there's the E-Wolf. Crowley Engineering Services of Seattle has built an all-electric tug called the E-Wolf, which is the first fully electric ship assist tug in the U.S. She also has 70 tons of bollard pull. There are also hybrid tugs around that have been in service for over a decade. Foss Maritime has been building hybrid tugs for years. The Foss tug Carolyn Dorothy, commissioned in 2009 and now in service on the Columbia River, was the world's first hybrid-powered tug. Foss also has other hybrid tugs working in Alaska and in California ports. So the trend overall is toward reducing the air pollution burden that ships contribute to the atmosphere. And it's good to see that trend extending to vessels and ports in areas where many people live. If you'd like to learn more about electric commercial vessels, stay tuned to KMUN this morning, because at 9:30 today, they'll be airing a special program called Sea Change Radio. Today's show features journalist Maria Gallucci talking about zero-emission marine vessels. She'll have more info about the E-Wolf in San Diego and other electric vessels. If you're listening to the podcast of this show, I'll have a link to that Sea Change Radio show with the podcast. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.